Just FYI, it says on the sheet that kind of love is Echa, Atzvah, Pecha. That's actually kind of seven. The first one that we're doing is kind of love, Shabbat, Surum, Meni. There was a letter sent to Zechariah Navi in Sefer Zechariah, Parag Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. And they were constructing the second Beis HaMikdash. And they asked, should we observe Tisha B'Av like we have in the past during these during Galus? And Zechariah answers what he answers, but really the question, the way it's worded, is telling of the mindset in those days that they ask, Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi hinazer kasher asisizeh kamashonim. They asked, should we weep? It doesn't say hisabel, should we mourn? The avodah of Tisha B'Av is not just mourning, but it's allowing emotions to be expressed, to weep, to cry. Everything like the Rebbe just said, everything, any tragedy that has come over Klal Yisrael or will, it's all a result of not having the Beis HaMikdash. And the avoda is to express those emotions. The Rambam says, regarding someone who's sitting Shiva, that you're only able to be misabel for 7 days, and that's it. You can't add to that. You can't be sitting Shiva for an eighth day. It's a bal tosif. Why? Because zehu dark shalom. Because people live, people die. It's the way of the world. However, we do see in the Gemara that there were Amoraim who sat for Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av and the 10th day. So the question is, why isn't there a Isser of Baal Tosef regarding Tisha B'Av? So the answer is because Tisha B'Av, of not having the Beis HaMikdash, is not Darker Shel Olam. Darker Shel Olam, like the Rebbe was saying, it's the hard drive. The Beis HaMikdash is the default position of Klal Yisrael, and not having that is really the instrument that allows tragedy to befall on us. Regarding Kinavav, the Rebbe Lazar Kalir shows his poetic fortitude in this Kina. He mirrors basically every word to Megillas Eicha, in the second stanza he slips in a phrase, Eini Chiksa Lachazon Ben Berechia. Ben Berechia is regarding to Zechariah, who made a nevuah saying that eventually the Beis HaMikdash will come back. And this is alluding to famous, well-known Gemara and Makos at the end of sort of Akiva. They were walking and they saw the fox running through the Kadesh Kadashim, and they were all crying, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. And they asked Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? So he said, because I always knew that now I see that the nevuah of Uria, that the destruction of Yerushalayim will be so bad, and that even a fox is running through the Kadesh Kadashim, now I know that when the nevuah of Uria is fulfilled, I know that Zechariah is fulfilled. So Rav Soloveitchik points out that why specifically is he, the Gemara asks straight out that why what's the connection between Uriah's and Zechariah's nevuah, but I think Rav Soloveitchik is asking why specifically is he finding that by the fox, that he sees a fox running through it and sees such destruction. Why is he automatically comparing that to Zechariah's nevuah? So he says that by Uriah, the fox running through a temple or a place where the Beis HaMikdash used to be, foxes don't hang out where people are. people are there, a fox is going to stay away. Even if it's a bad situation, if there are people there, then fox is not going to be there. And same thing by Zechariah's nevuah that the Gemara itself quotes is regarding there are going to be old men and old women sitting in the streets. And every old man and old woman that I know likes to sit in their house. So there's no... What Zechariah's nevuah is the antithesis, is the opposite of Zechariah. Zechariah is saying that there will be a time, or Uria is saying that there will be a time that the foxes, that there will be no person there, and the destruction will be so bad that even foxes will come through. And Zechariah is saying, so Rabbi Akiva is saying that now that I see that is possible, I understand, and I believe that Zechariah's nevuah is possible, that even something that's so outside the realm of possibility that old people will be sitting in the streets talking, that will in the end come true. So every tragedy that so what Blazer Kalir is adding in here is that we're about to go through a few hours of Kinnis, and we're going to be talking about laying out very clearly tragedy after tragedy, but each tragedy is in itself a proof of the upcoming Gula. And eventually that Gula will be there, even and things that don't normally happen will happen, like old people speaking in the streets. Say, just finish off, you say every day in Brachos Avos, in first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, say maybe Goel, named Ahem, that it's said in a present tense that maybe Goel, Hashem's going to be bringing the Gula. It is bringing. It's not like will bring or brought. It's a current situation that we're in. That any time, whether good or bad, anything that happens is a proof in and of itself, and is part in and of itself a piece of the Gula that will come. So even though we're going to be listing all the tragedies, it's hopeful to know that there will be a time where the nevuah of Zechariah will happen.
The next kina that we're going to say is kina Yud Aleph Vayikhoinim Yimriol Yoshio. The importance of this kina is because it was decreed by Yimriol HaNavi.